Around 10 years ago, I heard we were entering the information age. I thought that sounded just like another catchy phrase, but it's true, and the speed with which we communicate now was unimaginable just 10 years ago. Gone is the felt-topped card table, gone is the washing-up conversation, gone is the idle chatter over morning tea. The electronic superhighway of the internet has provided us with instant communication at very low cost, anywhere, anytime. It's now a borderless world where communication drives buying and selling, politics, power, religion, and social interaction. It's a time for miraculous inventions, and yet it's a lonely world as we lose the ability and the will to communicate directly and personally with others. I shop at Woolworths at Robina once a week, and I seldom notice any conversation between people. However, what I do see is women of all ages using their mobile phones to either call a friend or text someone about a tube of toothpaste on special and whether they should buy it, as it has the added benefit of sorbitol or zinc citrate. I wonder if we actually know what all this means or whether the apparent savings are absorbed by the cost of the call anyway. I see young people crossing the road, head down, rapidly thumbing buttons on their mobile phone, to text a friend about the fact they're on their way to the phone shop to get the latest Nokia. Maybe it has sorbitol in it as well. They text at the movies, they text at night, they surprise themselves with a text of delight. They text in the summer, they text in the spring, they text and they call about any old thing. Now, I must admit to being a techno junkie myself, and I love the way the internet instantly opens up a world of information. I have a mobile phone for convenience, and overall, this is the age of electronic communication, but not personal communication. For all this, the rise in loneliness in society is astonishing, as we forget ever having sent a handwritten letter or joined with friends for a game of canasta or 500. Even the ubiquitous slide nights using a sheet as a screen were an excuse to get together and reminisce about the past or recent holidays, a new baby or a family wedding. So how, with all this technology, can society possibly be in a general state of social isolation? I guess the equivalent today would be that the Good Samaritan would see the sick man on the side of the road on Skype, call 000 for help, and text the poor soul that help was on its way. It just doesn't fit the picture, does it? And what is lost is real human communication with additives like kindness and understanding, which require the face-to-face presence of a real-life person. We have lost the ability to really appreciate the plight or joy of another, and devoid of that, compassion may well be going the same way as the Devonshire tea. In the end, it's how we use contemporary communication rather than the devices themselves, and there is much good to be gained from the light-speed interaction we can have. Nonetheless, I'm disappointed that the simple art of speaking to another face-to-face seems lost. As a society, if we raise a whole generation to believe texting and emailing or telling friends on Twitter or Facebook that you've just bought a tube of toothpaste with sorbitol, then that represents a great loss for humanity. You can't wind the clock back, but it's important we don't lose the ability to speak directly and sincerely to others and to laugh out loud spontaneously and not reduce that to LOL in an email. In an uncaring, isolated world, full of communication mediums, many good folk are alone and wish for the simple touch of another's hand. Now, that can't be emailed, and communication must make us rich and not poor. In the words of Mother Teresa, loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty. Make today a rich day and speak to a child, a friend, or a neighbour, and share the touch of humanity. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.